insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
فَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا
So do not obey the disbelievers and strive against them with the Quran, a great striving.
Dear listeners, we have reached the 52nd verse of chapter Furqan. فَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا So do not follow the infidels and strive against them with it, a strenuous strife. As you have been previously with us, the 51st verse talked about the importance of leadership and warners in every town, and the Holy Quran said,
وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَبَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ نَذِيرًا
If we had pleased, certainly we would have raised up a warner in every town. So, the previous verse was talking about the Prophet ﷺ as the seal of the Prophets, about the comprehensiveness of the religion that the Holy Prophet of Islam had brought. And somehow it was a reason for the magnificence of the Prophet's rank. This verse shows the necessity of the unity of leadership and the heaviness of this duty. And for this reason, in the 52nd verse, two important commandments that are the main programs of the Prophet are stated. So, addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, the verse says, فَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا So, do not follow the infidels at first. This verse is explicitly ordering the Holy Prophet not to conciliate with the deviated persons in any step he takes, because conciliation with them is the malady of the call to Allah. O Prophet, stand fast against them, try to reform them, but be careful not to yield to their low desires, not to yield to their superstitions. But seems that this one order, this one commandment, is not enough to be victorious against these infidels. So the verse continues, وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا And strive against them with it a strenuous strife. This is the second commandment. That is, this strife must be like magnificence of his missions, the magnificence of all former prophets' endeavor, an endeavor that includes all dimensions of people's soul and intellect. And this fight, somehow, includes all spiritual and materialistic aspects.
حر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Undoubtedly, the purpose of jihad and strife here is only intellectual, cultural, and propagation endeavor. Its purpose is not holy war with weapon, because this surah is Makki and it is Meccan, and we know that the command of armed war was not issued in Mecca. As the late Tabarsi says in Majma'ul Bayan, this verse, dear listeners, is a clear reason for the fact that the intellectual effort and the struggle of propagation against the temptations of the deviated people and the enemies of the truth is of the greatest jihad and strife, and it is really valuable. Even it is possible that the famous tradition of the Prophet ﷺ refers to this jihad and the magnificence of the learned and scientist's job in the propagation of religion, when he ﷺ says, "We returned from small jihad to the greater jihad." But how should this jihad be done? It has to be done bihi. The pronoun he in this word is referring to the Holy Quran. So, you Prophet, you have to strive against these infidels with the Holy Quran. So, this shows the greatness of the rank of Quran too, because it is a means for the greater warfare. It is an effective weapon whose power of explanation and argumentation, deep effect and attraction, is beyond the imagination of man. The Holy Quran is an effective means that is shining like the sun. It is brightening as the day. It is as canning as the curtains of night. And this Quran is as enlivening as drops of rain that the previous verses discussed. Its qualities are all referred to in the previous verses. So, overall, this verse taught us how to strive and how to fight against the infidels. At first, we should not obey them, we should not follow them, and this is not enough. We have to stand against them, we have to fight against them using argumentation and reason. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.